the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Channel. In this episode, we're going to talk about making the martial art that you train in your own, because learning something parrot fashion isn't good. For the simple reason is you don't get to use your essence. You end up trying to copy your teacher move for move, and it's not really you, that's his. So when you train in a martial art, every technique you get and every bit of advice you get, you have to make it adapt to yourself, your mindset, and how your body moves. So when I say make the technique your own, I mean take the technique that your teacher gives you and train it until it becomes obviously your own. I mean, because you've got to adapt your body and your mindset to that technique, and the technique has got to feel comfortable when you do it. If it doesn't, you're either not training it properly or it's not suitable for you as a martial artist. Now, if we take a simple technique like a front kick. Now, whenever people do front kicks, they look much the same as the next person doing a front kick. But every single person who throws a good front kick has made that technique their own, made it fit with their body and made it fit with how they move. You're not just throwing kicks out. They've trained it and adapted it to themselves. That is an all-important thing to do in any martial art or combat sport. Now, if you want to have a look at a unique fighter that took catch wrestling and other things and really made them his own, it was Sakuraba, the Gracie Hunter. He absolutely made every single technique he was taught his own. So successful was he at it that he beat all the Gracies. I mean, he didn't always win, but he beat all the Gracies and everyone else who came up against him using all the techniques he'd been taught and that he'd trained and trained to make his own. So when I teach the English martial arts, I expect everyone in the class to take what I give them and make it their own. It could be anything from a cross face to a face lock to a double wrist lock to a cudgel to a quarter staff, you know, anything. But the stuff I teach them, I expect them to make their own so that they feel comfortable when doing it and they've adapted it to themselves, their own mental state and their own body type. And that is the perfect way to train a martial art. It doesn't depend on what style. Oh, this style is much better than that one. No, rubbish. It matters how much you train and how you train. When the UFC first came about, the Gracies dominated with their Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But as time has gone on, other people started to train in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and other arts. That's why it's called MMA, Mixed Martial Arts. And a lot of people trained in Muay Thai, BJJ and boxing. I mean, a great combinations. And even better, people trained in catch wrestling and absolutely terrific wrestling art. And the Gracies stopped winning. Now you don't hear about them at all winning UFC. I mean, people who train their art, maybe, but not them anymore. People adapted to what they were doing. They took their techniques, made it their own, and then they could take them on at their own game, which they did. Now, there are some movements or styles or that don't adhere to this way of thinking. You know, they're very rigid, and if it's not in the book or it's not done that way by the teacher, then it's no good, which is a total crock of rubbish. You find that in the HEMA world, which is historical European martial arts, and they're very rigid, a lot of them. A lot of them have learnt from books, having never done a martial art or a combat sport, so they don't even have the basics of how to stand or how to move, and they're very rigid with their stuff because obviously they They have no confidence in themselves or the stuff they're teaching. But there are some HEMA clubs that do teach really, really good martial arts. But you'll notice that the teachers of those schools have come from other martial arts or other combat sports, and they know the basics of human, of body mechanics, etc. And they know, so when they look at a technique, say from a book, they'll look at it and they'll know instantly how that person moves. Whereas the person who's never done anything before will absolutely not know how to move, and it will take them a long time before they get anything concrete, but it still won't be any good. And now, also with the Asian martial arts as well, a lot of that is, you know, pie in the sky fluff. A lot of it has nothing to do with martial arts or fighting whatsoever. But the one thing I will say about the Asian martial arts is an unbroken lineage that goes back a long way, and a lot of the stuff that comes out, especially traditional styles, Okinawan karate styles, traditional kung fu styles, traditional wrestling styles, really good stuff and really, really works well. So people have got to be honest with themselves about what they do, where it fits in, and how it's going to help society or your community as a whole. I mean, my art has allowed me to do a lot of things. And at the moment, I'm teaching self-defense to my local church and all the people that go there. Obviously, I don't do it for the money because I don't charge any money for it. And hopefully it helps them. I don't try and earn money from it. I just like to train it and teach it. And for future reference, I'm going to be spending quite a bit of time doing stand-up grappling. So that and takedowns, etc. So that we bridge the gap between grappling and striking, which is what we've been doing all along. But a lot of stuff hasn't. And if you look at things like ringing, some of it's really, really good, and some of it's really, really bad. But you get that in all walks of life with all kinds of arts, especially martial arts. And if you're training on your own, really, really concentrate on what you're learning from. Whether that be videos or books, get in touch with people, ask how things work, send them a picture of the thing you're trying to work out, and maybe they can help you so that you can continue to train in the right way. Never, ever be afraid to ask for help, especially in the martial arts or combat sports, because there's always someone who knows better, and they are always willing to help. It's also always better to go to a club where other people train and do the same thing that you want to do, whether that be a club that operates just for self-defense, just for combat sports, or just the martial art as a way of life. Now, if you are into the martial arts and you're living it as a way of life, that's brilliant, that's good. You should have no hassles whatsoever when it comes to things like self-defense or competing. If you're in it just for self-defense, then you need to concentrate on exactly why you're there for self-defense. You know, what are you expecting to happen? What are you willing to do to survive? You know, some of these questions are very hard, and they need to be answered. You need to be honest with yourself about it. And then concentrate on getting the right kind of training from the right kind of teacher. Because not all self-defense arts are equal. And you've got to remember as well, a good martial art will have weapons practice, and they will start you off on weapons almost straight away, before they even begin to teach the unarmed art. Remember, a martial art is an art of war. A combat sport is also an art of war, because you're in that ring and you go to war with your opponent. But the martial arts side of it is it's an art used and developed by people who went to war, and it comprises of the things that worked for them. Now, if you're only going into self-defense, that's good, because you'll learn techniques and you'll be able to put them together in combination so that you can put up a good defense and attack when you need to. The one good thing about self-defense over a martial art where the martial art, if you're living it as a way of life, takes years and years and years and years. But self-defense are good stuff. It's all the good stuff condensed down into a number of lessons. And you will get the basic stuff, learning how to fall, basic open hand strikes, escapes from different kinds of chokes and holds, and, you know, all things like that. And you need to learn both. I mean, when you're in a martial arts scenario where you're learning it long term, you will get all that. But a self-defense student hasn't got the time or doesn't want to live a life of a martial artist, and they will just want the stuff that works. So when you do teach self-defense, you can't hold nothing back. You've got to give them the stuff that works and works properly and works quickly. Otherwise, what is the point of running a self-defense course or lessons? Also, good self-defense should have both striking, grappling, and escapes from holds, and weapons training. It's got to be a complete course. Can't just be 3 or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever to learn everything. It's got to be ongoing, and it's got to be really, very effective. And you've got to teach weapons like the walking cane, the umbrella, and I would go so far as to say teach them how to use a knife as well, because that's probably the weapon that they'll face. Also, get your women to train with men, because they're more likely to be attacked by men than they are other women. So when you're teaching self-defense, you've got to get it in your head that you are teaching somebody to survive against an attacker, whether it be a mugging or a rape or whatever else. They're going to have to physically fight. They're going to have to physically hurt people, sometimes very badly, so that they can preserve their own life. And, I mean, any kind of rape attack or just vicious attack needs to be dealt with as viciously as the attack is. There's no passive way to deal with people that run at you, grab you 100 miles an hour, try and bite your face off. You need to be able to respond in an extremely violent way. Otherwise, it won't work for you. There's no using both your hands on one of their hands to try and twist them and get them into a thing, because their other hand might have a knife in it, or they clock you on with a good punch into the temple or something, and then you really know about it. So what you really, really need to do, especially for self-defense lessons, like I said with the martial arts, you need to make each technique your own so that you feel comfortable using it. And especially open hand strikes, things like elbow strikes, knee attacks and kicks, you really, really need to get them down pat and train them and train them and train them. So I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did, please tune in next time for the next episode. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.